Good morning, everybody. I'm going to present typical cost effectiveness analysis in which we compare cost and effectiveness of total hip arthroplasty with conventional surgery versus minimally invasive surgery. I have no relationship to disclose. This is the outline of this presentation. As an introduction, I would like to highlight that the field of health outcome research, in which cost effectiveness are included, emerged from a growing concern regarding which medical treatments work best and for whom. It addresses the interrelated issues of cost and quality of healthcare. Health outcome research combines several types of research that together are providing better information to doctor and patients. This contributes to more informed decision making and it will help to improve the value of each healthcare dollar. Thus, health outcome research is a good instrument, in my opinion, for rebelling and optimizing improvement opportunities in the healthcare system. Total hip arthroplasty is one of the most successful orthopedic procedures. In general, it alleviates pains, improves functioning, and especially quality of life of patients with degenerative or inflammatory hip disease. Total hip arthroplasty is the primary late-stage treatment for many degenerative hip diseases, including osteoarthritis, vascular necrosis, and rheumatoid arthritis. In 2009, the disease-related group 818 in Spain, is different in the United States, in Spain has this number. Hip replacement without major complication was one of the most frequent cases in the Andalusian healthcare service with more than 4,400 hospital discharges and 41,000 hospital stays, around 1% of the surgical activities. This is our regional statistic. And in recent decades, there has been growing interest in the development of minimally invasive techniques which have revolutionized the surgery with the objectives of reducing muscle and soft tissue breakage and blood loss and of accelerating rehabilitation. The objective of this study, our main objective, is to evaluate cost effectiveness of total hip arthroplasty through anterolateral minimally invasive surgery and compare it with the traditional approach. First, we carried out a literature review. In this review, we consulted several databases, Medline, Embase, Economic Evaluation Database, etc. We consider studies published between 2003 and 2009, and we put several inclusion criteria for the design of these studies and the, also regarding the measure of outcomes. In the first selection of work was made with the abstract, reading only the abstract, and then we apply our inclusion criteria. This is the summary of the classification. We start with 65 papers regarding these technologies. At the end, we included in the review 27 papers, from which 19 appears as a favorable opinion regarding minimally invasive surgery. Favorable arguments that we found were, for example, the reduced transfection requirements, better mobilization and rehabilitation, the low rates of dislocation, the reduced of operating time, shorter hospital stay, less soft tissue damage, and best short-term result. But we also found some unfavorable aspect. For example, increased risk of complication, prosthesis malposition, healing problem, and in the opinion of some authors, the incision size and the functionality are not considered relevant. In conclusion, the literature review evidence about this technique, minimally invasive, a great effectiveness exists regarding functional result, hospital stays, and surgical aggressiveness. There are more works supporting minimally invasive surgery than emphasizing complications and inconveniences of this surgical technique. Now we come back to our cost-effectiveness analysis. For that, we design a prospective stochastic cost-effectiveness analysis in which effectiveness data were collected over 1 year period at individual patient levels. We have two cohort studies, the control group, patient having undergone conventional surgery, the experimental group with patient having undergone minimally invasive techniques. Two hospitals participate in this study, the Virgen de las Nieves, Virgin of Snows, Hospital, University Hospital in Granada, and the Serranía de Ronda in Málaga. Maybe most of you know Málaga. It's very touristic for everybody. And in this case, in this hospital, Serranía de Ronda, we take the case for minimally invasive surgery. All patients were taken from the unilateral hip arthroplasty waiting list during the years 2007 and 2008. To measure the result, we selected several clinical variables such as hospital stay, surgical time duration, length of incision, and especially health-related quality measured by the SF-12 questionnaire. We conducted or passed this questionnaire before the intervention, before surgery, and 6 weeks after hospital discharge. Regarding economic result, we use only direct cost, and especially take from the analytical accounting of the University Hospital Virgen de las Nieves. As you know, the questionnaire SF-12 maintain the same structure than SF-36, but only differs in the number of items that consider in each dimension. But the most important for this study is that we have two components, physical component, the most important in this study because the intervention has repercussion basically addressed to the physical component. And also we measure the mental component to have a complete view about the health status of these patients. For each of the 8 dimensions, items are called, aggregate, and transform into a scale that ranges from 0, the worst health status, to 100, the best health status. To facilitate the interpretation, these scores are standardized with the values of population, so that 50 is the average of the general population, and values above or below 50 should be interpreted as better or worse, respectively, than the reference population. This is a question as an example. And this is some of our previous result regarding the clinical variable. The size of the sample, 160 for conventional surgery, 50 patients for minimally invasive surgery. And we found a statistically significant difference for hospital stays and length of the incision in centimeter. So we can see how the average hospital stay reduced more than 3.5 days, and the length of the incision about 6 centimeters. This is the calculation for cost. We consider three components: the surgical intervention cost, based specifically on the average stay of each group of patients, the cost of the prosthesis, all costs are expressed in euros, and the cost of consultation. At the end, you can say the difference between minimal invasive surgery and conventional surgery is about 2,000 euros. This is a curious finding in the red square line. You can see how mental component shows a deterioration after surgery in both cases, in both procedures. So this is not very related with this study, but it's curious that after one surgical intervention, mental component, it's lower than in the moment pre-intervention. Probably expectation of patient are most positive than the reality then make possible, especially for the minimally invasive surgery. Regarding the comparison of these two techniques by sex, 70% of patients having undergone minimally invasive technique were women. However, there is not statistically significant differences between minimally invasive surgery and conventional surgery. When we compare these two procedures, we can see significant difference in age, in hospital stage, and cost. But the most important finding is this regarding the difference between physical component. There isn't differences. So we can say that both techniques have the same effectiveness. And remember, less cost for minimally invasive surgery. This is a statistical summary. And now we can show you the result of cost effectiveness. First, with working with the original samples, with the original data, and then with an estimation made by bootstrap technique. But at the beginning, we can see how this incremental cost effectiveness in the physical component for minimally invasive surgery is negative. And this negative value indicates that with minimally invasive surgery, the variation of cost for each unit of effectiveness is negative. So we can consider that this is a cost-effective technique in comparison with conventional surgery. This is the by means of a bootstrap technique, we calculated again the pre and post differences in effectiveness and cost. And then in the same way, we calculate the incremental cost effectiveness ratio. Before showing the cost effectiveness plane, it is important to have a conceptual image of our findings. From the SF12, we have two different measures, mental and physical component. Mental component are located in this place, in the place number two, because we can obtain a reduction of cost and at the same time an increase of effectiveness. But for mental component, we were located in the area number three, because the increments of cost are negative, and also we can obtain a reduction in effectiveness. This is the cost-effectiveness plane. Each one of the register or the record obtained with bootstrap technique are located in a cost effectiveness plane. And you can see how we are in the area number two with an increase in effectiveness and the decrease of cost for the majority, for most points. And this is the same for mental dimension. Now we're going to present the incremental net benefit analysis of the minimally invasive surgery. This is, with this measure, we can know the probability that a minimally invasive surgery has to be cost effectiveness for a specific threshold that we fix. For this calculation, we have to decide how much we are willing to pay for each unit of effectiveness, and then we calculate this measure individually for each of the cases obtained in the bootstrap. If the results are positive or negative, it's very useful to know the probability of a positive result in terms of cost effectiveness. And we represent graphically the result of this incremental net benefit analysis in the acceptability curve. This acceptability curve shows the result obtained in the previous indicator for different thresholds. In this case, physical dimension, the most important for us in this case, maintain a high probability to be cost effective, regardless the threshold that we choose. But in the case of mental component, the situation is different. If we are willing to pay a very low quantity of money for each effective units, the minimally invasive surgery has a high probability to be cost effectiveness, but when we go into increasing the amount of money that we are willing to pay for each effectiveness unit, the probability goes down. Some weaknesses of this study should be pointed out. First, the extent of the significant differences between samples, for example, in age. People undergone to minimally invasive surgery were younger than the control group. Second, there is no random samples for the case selection, especially for minimally invasive surgery, because we have exactly collected all cases that were possible for us. And finally, the time in which we take the measure, 6 weeks after the surgery. So we should take into account that the benefits are transitory in these cases. Finally, as a conclusion, that we obtain something very close that the literature pointed out. From the clinical result, minimally invasive surgery with one incision shows significant improvement over the traditional approach in clinical variable and in health-related quality of life. And regarding resources, this technique disclose a great opportunity cost that could be implemented. We have to be conscious that this technique have a great importance some years ago, but now doctor ponder the opinion or the benefit about the benefit of this minimally invasive technique, and the opinion is calling for a selective use of this technique, but not extensive for all population. That should be taken into account in order to be budget approximation. So that's all. Thank you for your attention. Sorry.